Hi friends, welcome to the Confident, Clear, and Hired podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Carvalho. This podcast was made for industry leaders who want to navigate through their career, gain clarity, develop your inner self, and know exactly where you belong in the workplace. In this space, you will learn how to master and develop the skills that will not only help you in your career, but throughout your entire life. If you have been working for a few years and you're ready to get yourself to that next level, I'm here to take you there. Welcome back, everyone. So the hidden job market, this is a place I'm going to talk about today, and it's a place that you really want to be if you are a job seeker. If you've never heard of the hidden job market before, then let me tell you a little bit more about what it actually is. So this is basically when there are jobs that are not posted to the public, but you're recruited by referrals and networking. This is the employer's preferred way of recruiting because they save like hundreds of thousands of dollars by not having to post the job to the public. And the job postings, they can get really expensive. So employers would rather pay like employees like a bonus or outsource applicants a different way to save this money. So how do you actually tap into this secret search? And that is, again, if you haven't caught it, it's by networking. There is just not one way to network. There's many different ways, and I'm going to actually walk you through some of those ways to where you can capture this hidden job market. But before I do that, I do also want to kind of break down to you how a job gets to be posted on a job board. So first, companies identify a gap or need within talent. So this can be because they're growing and they need to hire, or someone leaves, gets promoted. It's all based upon business needs. Then they have to configure a job description, the title and salary, and it has to get improved. And it's not always just HR in most cases, and needs executive approval. So they all have to agree before publishing to the public. And so all that has to be configured and approved. Then the hiring managers are going to tap into their network. So that can be in LinkedIn or outside of LinkedIn. And that's going to be them reaching out to the connections, people that they know within the industry, and they're going to search for top talent. If the hiring manager then has no luck in the beginning of the process, then they might end up then expanding it to the employees to know about the new roles, whether it's through their HRIS platform or it's, you know, via weekly emails and they're sending out email blasts. So as I briefly mentioned earlier, one of the top ways to get a job is through referrals. That's a big thing because it's so much more valuable to an employer to give a referral bonus of like $200 to $1,000 because going through resumes is very time consuming. To sift through them all, it wastes a lot of time. And again, it's also costly. So let's go back and let's say, you know, the employees didn't find anybody within their network. They also weren't interested in the positions. Hiring managers didn't, right? So nobody is found yet. So then at this point, the posting is going to go public. And you have the opportunity to get hired right before the posting is public. And that's when they are being searched through networking. Talent is being searched through networking. They're searching through their networks to find people just like you. So I do also, you know, want to discuss the ways that you can network and how you can ideally tap into this hidden job market and find opportunities just like these. So I know right now we have COVID, but one way is to network in person. So this is going to be a little different again because of the situation that we're currently facing. But ideally, these are, you know, career fairs, special networking events, conferences, for networking. And it's great to also have some career networking business cards. So literally this is like a photo on a little card to where you have your ideal career profession, your LinkedIn URL, and some contact information. And you can create these on Vistaprint. And if you come across anyone, you can provide them your contact card. So this is perfect for you to have in your wallet in case you run into somebody randomly, because you never know who you can meet in the most random places. It's great to have. What would be ideal now in this time is networking online, and you don't need to just network on LinkedIn. But if you do apply to a job, then you should actually be sending the potential recruiter or hiring manager a networking message, because this really does speed up the process. So other than LinkedIn, those events that were once in person, they're done online much more frequently. So those are the job fairs, conferences that you can find. So you can look into websites like meetup.com or Eventbrite for some things that are virtual. And jumping back into LinkedIn for just a sec, I'm a big believer in networking for informational interviews, because as it's important to get hired, it's much more important to know about the roles, the companies, and just get all the information that you can. And it makes sure that you're making the right move. The informational interviews are gathering just that, you know, that key information. But during these sessions, you may also click well with somebody and they might decide to hire you or create a position for you. You don't know what's actually out there until you try. So you also want to conduct your research, and this is key. And it leads you to where you want to be. So let's talk about this research method for a second. So let's say that, you know, there's a few companies that interest you. And let's give an example that you desire to work at Amazon. So let's say that you want to get alerted for Amazon's news articles and publications and know exactly what's happening within the company. Knowing what's happening in the current time is one of the key factors, because maybe you notice that there is like a merger with another company, or you see that they're growing in sales, or, you know, whatever it may be, then you know that there would be an opportunity for you, because as they grow, their staff needs to grow as well. This gives you the signs on what's going on, so you know the right time to send a connection or a message request. I know this all probably feels like a lot of information to you, so I want to know how you currently feel right now. Just know that your message is really key. And again, I know this might feel really overwhelming to you. Something that I take my clients through is exactly how to really lead the job market, what strategy and flow, and honesty, because it's very important to be very honest on exactly what's going on and exactly what you can really be doing and the importance of everything. So if you're interested and you want guidance to do that, within my one-on-one coaching program, we go through this exactly, and I welcome you to schedule a call with me, just 15 minutes of your time, and we can connect and I can take you through how we'll get the growth opportunities that you're desiring. I'm going to leave my link as well in the show notes. I look forward again to connecting with you next week, where we'll go through even more topics on exactly how you can navigate through your career right now and take lead on conquering the job market and success to your teams. I just want to say thank you so much for listening in. I hope this episode has given you some insight on exactly what is possible for you and how you can grow into a leader within your career even further. Did you know that I have something special, and this is specifically only for you podcast listeners? It's a course that's going to get you optimized on your LinkedIn profile. LinkedIn to Success is a course that I created so leaders and growth seekers like you can network and grow within a platform that carries an endless amount of opportunity. A value of $297, you get it only for $27. Amazing, right? I will link this below for you to get. I'm so excited about this course. Don't forget to rate and leave a review. It really helps us reach more people and make an even bigger impact. And I can't wait to speak to you in the next episode.